I'm DJ Frederick, and this is an hour for crate diggers, full of library music, ambient soundscapes, easy tempo jazz, and more. Light up the lava lamp and come on a sonic journey. We will begin at the tone.
Thank you.
Rever Barry with Stairway to Heaven, and before that, iMark 4 with The Sound. And you're going to hear the sound of lava lamps, of cinematic soundscapes, psychedelic pop, library music, and more here on At the Tone with DJ Frederick.
Exploring science in the sea. Some of the most amazing colors on Earth are seen in icebergs and their parent bodies, glaciers. The intense shades of blue and blue-green make them look like icy confections, like snow cones flavored with blueberry or mint syrup. These masses of ice are colored blue for the same reason as the water in the oceans. Water molecules are just the right size to absorb the longer, redder wavelengths of light. But they allow the shorter, bluer wavelengths to pass through or to scatter like blue jelly beans dropped on a hardwood floor. Ocean water doesn't always look blue, though. Particles of dirt, microscopic organisms, or other impurities can color it red, brown, or other colors. Most ice looks white or cloudy. A pile of snow on your driveway, for example, is generally bright white. That's because the ice crystals contain a lot of air bubbles, which reflect all wavelengths of light, making them look white. In a glacier or iceberg, though, things are different. As snow piles atop a glacier, the pressure gets greater and greater. That squeezes out almost all of the air bubbles. It also causes the ice crystals to grow bigger than the crystals in snow or in the ice you plop in your beverages. So the crystals are more efficient at absorbing red light and letting the blue shine through. And since icebergs and glaciers are big, sunlight shines through a lot of ice before it reaches the human eye. That makes the ice shine in various shades of blue. Beautiful concoctions of frozen water. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you. Till then do as mine, till the time that I found her. Holding Jim, loving him. Then Sue came along, loving me strong. That's what I thought. Me and Sue, that died too.
Don't go to the wheel, but until I can find me a girl who's gay and won't play it behind me,
I'll be what I am, solitary man,
solitary man.
I've had it to hear being where love's a small word, part-time pain, paper rain. I know it's been done, having one girl who loved me, right or wrong, weak or strong.
Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl who'll stay and won't play games behind me,
I'll be what I am.
The Deep Six with their cover of Neil Diamond's Solitary Man, and before that, Arif Mardin with his cover of the Beatles' Glass Onion, here on At the Tone.
Some empathy.
Three tunes as performed by Mr. Vincent Bell, Eleanor Rigby, Moore, and Lara's theme, here on At the Tone. And welcome back to At the Tone. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to The Global Voice. We're spinning music to help you find your groove.
Thank you. Thank you. Listening to the Global Voice. You are listening to the Global Voice.
This is Bird Note. Remember when you were a young Saturday morning bird watcher, learning the intricate lessons of predator-prey relationships and familiarizing yourself with the sounds of highly urban birds? Let's return today to the alarm call of a small, animated yellow bird native to Southern California, Tuitiavus superciliosus. Popular for a wide, melodious vocal array, its delicate song is not easily forgotten.
I'm a tweet with a bird in a deodorant cage. Tweet is my name, but I don't know my age. I don't have to worry, and that is that. I'm safe in here from that old putty cat.
But this bright and noisy bird is particularly susceptible to predation, and so has developed a complex series of alarm calls. Listen as the bird reacts to the approach of its chief predator, the cat.
I thought I saw a putty cat. I did saw a putty cat.
Well, Southern succotash, a tasty little morsel.
The bird, now suspicious, increases the intensity of its call. The cat quickly makes its move.
Aha! Now I gotcha!
As the bird issues its most desperate alarm call.
Help! Help! Somebody save me! Help!
And yet, against all odds, Tuitiavus eludes its predators to sing its song another day.
Singing in the bathtub, happy once again. Watching all my troubles go swinging down the drain. Singing in the bathtub.
All right, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to At the Tone here on the Global Voice. And if you enjoy crate digging and dusty music, you've found the right frequency. If you would like to correspond with me about musical matters or radio remembrances or just about anything related to radio and music, my email address is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's Frederick with an E, FREDERICK, @christiannewage.com. That's all one word, christiannewage.com. And the reason I have that email address is because I am a staff member and a writer for the Christian New Age Quarterly, which you can learn more about from visiting christiannewage.com. But this is going to wrap it up for this edition. I want to say thank you for listening. And wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community. And take good care of those you love.